Good afternoon, and welcome to Mass today. As we gather around the Lord's table, we have this wonderful question that is asked of Jesus. Which commandment is the greatest? What the Lord does is he gives us such a wonderful, powerful answer. There was a translation, I think, once that said, there is no commandment greater than this. It didn't even glorify the two commandments. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. The first of the ten that God gave to Moses. And then the others are summed up by Jesus, you must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two, he says, hang the whole law and the prophets. To understand who God is means that you live out the commandment of God in this way. What I think so often happens in life today, well, there's two things. First of all, many people want to dismiss completely the Ten Commandments. Wherever they're displayed, wherever they're presented, they say that they're outdated, they're old-fashioned, they're out of touch, they should be rewritten. Well, maybe we should start living them, first of all, before we do any of that, you know? Let's take what God has given us and live that every day. And the other way is then what people do is they separate these two that Jesus talks about serving God and then about serving our neighbor. I want to suggest that those two are the cross. And you can't have a cross with just one piece. But people today are very good. They've become experts, in fact, and I think the culture and society today has encouraged that. You can easily separate love of God from love of neighbor. You don't have to have one dependent upon the other. And it's probably more the love of neighbor that's cast out. God is telling us that what we do here in this place impacts then how we live our lives and the lives of our sisters and brothers. Pope Francis said recently that, you know, if we are not changed when we leave Mass, something has gone wrong. And the wrong, whatever is missing, is in us. I want to also suggest the same is true when we go to reconciliation. If we're not changed by the encounter with the merciful and loving God, something has gone wrong. So that when I go out there into the world, I can take the message that I've received, the gift that I've been given, and share it with my sisters and brothers. And it's not always people that are far away. Often there are people in our own families, people who live in our own house or home that need to hear that word of God. A colleague at work, a relative, a friend, somebody that just needs to know from us that God loves them. But if we don't allow God to love us, and then take that love out into the world, then we've missed the point of the story. We've missed the command of God. So how are we going to do that? How do you do that in the dailiness of your life? How do we allow what we experience here in this holy place to then help us to go out and be missionary disciples to our sisters and brothers? Those are the commandments of God. as we hear today. In Matthew's version, the whole law and the prophets depend on these. If God's law is to be fulfilled in the world, then these commandments have to be lived. And like the ten, they can't just be a picture on a wall or a block of granite on which they're inscribed. They have to become who we are. I am that commandment of God. I have been chosen by him and sent forth to love him and to love my neighbor.